68th station, Jesus speaks to the woman. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
I was walking a few steps behind Jesus when I saw him stop. Some women were there, crying for him and pitying him. He told them not to shed tears for him. They had the opportunity to accept him as Messiah. Like many others, they rejected him instead. He told them to shed tears for themselves, tears that would bring their conversion.
They came to me in search of wondrous signs, but there is one thing that I had to give. The sign I offer is the gift of life to all who do in memory of me. Truly, I say to you, ancestors were given food from heaven above, and though they hated, still they cried. The food I gave you is my very self, and those who eat of it shall never die. Truly, I say to you, seek my presence.
Talk with you, these women.
the ninth station. Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. The 10th station. Jesus is stripped of his garments. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
With my son finally redeemed in the way of the cross, I thought he would have a chance to rest. But the guards immediately started to rip his clothes off his blood-clotted skin. The sight of my son in such pain was unbearable. Yet since I knew this had to be, I stood by and I cried silently.
The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
As they threw Jesus on the cross, he willingly allowed himself to be nailed. As they punctured his hands and his feet, I felt the pain in my heart. Then they lifted up the cross. There he was, my son, whom I loved so much, being scorned as he struggled for the last few moments of earthly life. But I knew this had to be, so I stood by and prayed silently.
Lord, what pain you endured for me, and what pain your mother went through, seeing her only son die for the love of me. Yet both you and she are ready to forgive me as soon as I repent of my sin. Help me, Lord, to turn away from my sinfulness.